with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The communist China threat will top the agenda when President Biden sits down today with the leaders of a couple of China's neighbors.
The president will meet with Philippines President Marcos at the White House before they join Japan's prime minister for a trilateral summit. Talks are expected to focus on Beijing's South China Sea incursions, with Beijing attempting to isolate Japan and the Philippines. A senior U.S. official says Mr. Biden is aiming to flip the script and isolate China.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Milkshakes all around and some chicken as well. Former President Trump's gift to a large crowd gathered around him at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta the other day. A warm welcome for Mr. Trump in that predominantly black neighborhood.
How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man. I love you.
Another person in the crowd telling the former president, quote, "I don't care what the media tells you, we support you." Mr. Trump gave that woman a hug before handing out 30 milkshakes. And Mr. Trump says the latest government report on inflation is troubling and is the fruit of Bidenomics.
Biden has totally lost control of inflation. It's back. It's raging back. The number today was very high, very bad. It's actually much higher because they exclude various categories.
Mr. Trump vowing to whip inflation and get the economy back in shape should he win in November. Also at SRNNews.com, House Committee will hear from FBI Director Christopher Wray this afternoon, the hearing focusing on national security threats. There's a manhunt underway in Washington, D.C. Police searching for the gunman who opened fire on a crowd of people last evening. One person was killed, five others injured. And several people injured, five suspects arrested following a mass shooting in Philadelphia. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 102 points. This is SRN News. Jews are preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. After a lengthy consultation process, world netball officials have determined that the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into effect immediately. This is SRN News. Well, they've done it before, and they're doing it again. Japan is gifting the U.S. cherry trees. This time, it's 250 trees.
They will replace the hundreds that will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the capital tidal basin. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made the announcement during an official visit to Washington. President Biden says the gift is meant to mark the 250th anniversary of the U.S. in 2026. He says the trees are timeless, inspiring, and thriving. The cherry trees were first planted in 1912 as a symbol of friendship between Japan and the United States. Keith Peters reporting.
Utah state officials hurriedly trying to shore up a rural Utah dam after a 60-foot crack opened up, sending water pouring into a creek, endangering some 1,700 people downstream. They've been told to be ready to evacuate. Things get worse. More details at SRNNews.com.